I'd like to draw your attention this morning to the back of the bulletin where we have a lot of prayer requests listed there, and ask that you especially pray for these people this week. Please put this in a place where you pray often and remember to lift these people up, and especially the people in our armed services.
Idella?
Yeah.
You all know the terrible situation in Haiti, and you've seen it in the news and what's been going on. And I just want you to know, if you have prayer warriors, if you receive prayer warriors, you already have this information. But for those who don't, there is a way for you to give specifically to that situation, I guess you would say. And because in the United Methodist Church, we have what's called apportionments, and it's essentially our missional giving locally and around the world. And because of our apportionments, 100% on these special causes, 100% goes to that particular cause, because the apportionments pays for the missionaries and all that. And this particular, you know, if you put this number down that I'm going to tell you here in just a minute, 100% of whatever you give over and above your tithe will go directly to that need, in this case, in Haiti. And I just received an email. Technology, when it works, is grand, isn't it? If you have a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, I'll give you the website. You can also just write a check and put it in the offering basket today if you choose. The website is www.umc, United Methodist Church, umc.org/Haiti. www.umc.org/Haiti. And we have, in regards to this, we have raised more than $1 million so far through the United Methodist Church. You can also write a check and put it, make it out to UMCOR. Actually, you know what? Why don't you make it out to the church and we'll send one check to UMCOR, which United Methodist Committee on Relief. That's what UMCOR is, UMCOR. But anyway, if you put in the memo line number 418325, 418325, Haiti emergency. That is the advance, and it will be sent, 100% of that will be sent to Haiti if you choose to do that. You can also get online and do the same thing if you want to use your, we don't use credit cards, so debit cards. If you want to use your debit card over the internet and give to that, that would be just fine. But if you want to write a check, 418325, Haiti emergency, make it out to First Church, and we'll write one check and send it on to UMCOR at that point. All right? Please keep all of those folks in your prayers. There was, I heard on K-Love, a United Methodist missionary and his wife were down there, and he was actually, unfortunately, killed, and his wife made it. So our presence is already there, and I know that's a terrible thing, but just know that the United Methodist Church is very present in that situation, and they'll be there present long after other agencies are gone. And so we need to support that. I know last night I got a phone call about AARP, and I guess they claim in this email that they're doubling whatever, dollar for dollar, whatever you give. And that may be true. I don't have a clue. Just make sure you research that, because once you give your personal information, if it isn't AARP, you could be in a world of hurt, okay? So just be very careful, anything that does that, because people who like to earn money will do terrible things right now to just get your money, all right? Just like it was with 9/11. And so anyway, just know that if you, the safe way, we can't double your money. And I'm sorry we can't. In a way, I suppose it is, because they're already getting ministries from the United Methodist Church, and this is over the top in that regard. So I suppose you are doubling your money in a certain sense. But we do know that 100% of whatever you give will go to this situation. And in that regard, and I know I'm carrying on here, but we have a whole book of advances. This is an emergency situation, But we have a whole book, a whole magazine of advances that you can give to if you want to. And 100% of your dollar will go to whatever that is around the world. It's over in the office. So anyway, thank you. Sorry for taking so much time. Yes? Health kits?
Yeah, and I have a list at home, but it's basically like a washcloth, a towel, toothpaste. I think you have to put a money order, or just something to commit to get a toothbrush. You don't send them a toothbrush, they buy them over there.
Okay.
But they're just little kits that they're sending over to them.
So you also can get health kits from that website.
Yeah, so it's on there, and it tells you where to send it and everything.
All right. Thank you all. Blessings.
Let's bow our heads in word prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you're sovereign, holy, and majestic. We see it in this world you created for us. What a great work you've done in making this world for us. You are also exceedingly gracious and merciful in providing. You've provided our salvation through Jesus Christ, and we thank you that you have a plan for this world and for our lives. You have shown your great love for us, and our hearts are filled with gratitude. We worship you, we praise you for your wondrous works. Thank you for the many rich blessings you've given us, and thank you for all of the answered prayers. Help us in turn be a blessing to others and to testify of your great love and mercy. Please be with those who are hurting in body and spirit this morning. Give them healing and help and hope. We especially lift up the people of Haiti who have lost so much and so many. We know you can reach and help each one who earnestly seeks your aid and protection. Help us to be generous with our giving and with our prayers. And be with us now as we worship you together. Help us to receive a new revelation of your truth in your word this morning, and help us apply it to our daily living. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.